Laurence Fischer of France is a 3-time world karate champion. Fischer has fought against strong opponents, but today she is fighting a different battle. This opponent cannot be seen and is hard to defeat. It is the trauma, the emotional harm, that comes from sexual violence. Just outside Paris, Fischer teaches karate at La Maison des Femmes, or the Women's Home. It is a special center for women who have lived through sexual violence. The center offers medical treatment and training for the mind, but also therapeutic classes like karate. Fischer hopes she can help her students heal through the sport.
Karate is a way to reconnect ourselves to ourselves. because of the trauma, there's a kind of dissociation. Because of the suffering, they are not connected.
Fischer began teaching karate to women after she retired from competition more than 10 years ago. Since 2014, she has traveled every year to the Democratic Republic of Congo. There, sexual violence is so common that it is sometimes called the rape capital of the world. 2 years ago, Fischer set up a non-governmental organization called Fight for Dignity. She says karate not only helps women to heal, but to regain the ability to believe in one's self.
It's incredible how it can impact also their relation with their children, with the boyfriend, with the way to find a job after, the relation with the others. It's more than just practicing, because we are not only brain, we are also a body. And when the both are connected, it's very powerful.
A year ago, Fischer met Mbamusa Sumari at the women's home. At the age of 12, Sumari was raped by a relative in her native Mali. Her family forced her to marry the man. She had 4 children while he continued to beat her. Finally, last year, she was able to escape to France with help from a sister living there. Hada Hatem is a gynecologist and the founder of the Women's Home. Some of them are victims of violence, others of incest, all kinds of violence, in fact. We try to help them, she says. Hatem believes Fischer's work with the women is important.
I think that karate is a very good sport for these women, and it's very important for our patients to work on their own body through these trauma.
Fischer and her students gather together and drink tea after every class. It is a time to make friends. 30-year-old Aisata Giacate has been going to the Women's Home for more than a year. She says that when a woman is sexually assaulted, she feels weak. She says Fischer helps the women leave behind their pain and gives them back reasons to live. When you're sexually attacked, you feel weak, but with karate, you really want to live. Laurence gives us back our smiles, she says. Fischer plans to return to the Democratic Republic of Congo. She wants to help some of her female students there to start karate classes in their villages so they can help other women fight against sexual assault. I'm Susan Shand.